歡迎大家今日喺我哋當中。Welcome you all coming to worship the Lord this morning. 打開聖經，我哋睇猶大書。Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Jude. 猶大書，我哋上個星期應該睇猶大書，但我哋係有感動要睇耶利米嘅心聲。Last week we should have talked about the book of Jude, but I felt the Lord wanted to speak to us out of the book of Jeremiah and hear what Jeremiah had to say.咁啊，今日我哋翻翻去猶大書去睇，我哋呢幾個星期睇緊新約聖經最短嘅書卷。In the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at the shortest books in the New Testament. So 猶大書就得25節 ，and the book of Jude only has 25 verses. 但係每一節咧就可以講一篇道啊，差唔多。But almost every verse you can preach a message from.他们将很多的资料压缩 在当中 and he put so much information just condensed into these 25 verses. 当然我们是不可以看完这么多仔细的，所以我们今天就是看完整卷书，了解他的中心教训。 And of course we can't talk about every verse in such detail this morning, so I want to do an overview of the whole book and give us the basic message that he really wants to bring out.我相信他的中心教训呢就是他叫我们要保守自己常在神的爱里面。 And I think that the main message that he's teaching from this is to keep yourself in the love of God. 这个是一个非常之好的意思，是吧？保守自己神的爱， to keep yourself in the love of God. 因为神爱你， because God loves you.但我们要继续在神的爱里面，要浸住在神的爱里面。 But we need to stay and remain in the love of God. We need to be submersed in the love of God. 那我们先会看犹大的改变，跟着看犹大的劝勉，第三就会看犹大的祝福。 So I'm going to look at three parts. We're going to look at the change that Jude had. Then we're going to look at Jude's exhortation to us. And then we will look atJude's blessing for us. 那我们先看第一节至到第三节。 So let's look at verse 1-3. 耶稣基督的仆人雅各的弟兄犹大，写信给那被召在父神的蒙爱为耶稣基督保守的人。 Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called sanctified by God the Father,and preserved in Christ Jesus. 愿连率平安慈爱多多的加给你们。 Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Contend for the faith. 亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就下得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。 Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. 第一次低头祈祷。 Let's pray.天父，我们感谢你，我们今天可以看到你给我们的宝贵的书信，靠耶稣透过这个书信里面去开晓我们的眼睛，开晓我们的耳朵，让我们听得明你今天跟我们要讲的说话。我们多谢主祝福我们，我们奉耶稣名求， Amen。 在这里犹大他先介绍自己，他开始写这封信呢，就好像一般新约书卷一样。As Jude is starting in this introduction, you know, he starts it like most of the books of the Bible start the same. 他是说是耶稣基督的仆人， and he says he's a bondservant of Jesus Christ. 保罗啊、雅各啊、彼得都是这样讲。 And so, you know, Paul and Peter and James, they all start the same way. 但是他讲一样东西跟其他人不同。 But he says something is very different than all the other books. 他说我是雅各的兄弟。He said, I'm a brother of James. 咁啊，即係點解佢話我哋聽佢係邊個嘅兄弟？ And so why is he telling us whose brother he is? 咁啊，因為呢個要講我哋聽一個特別嘅身份。Because he wants us to know he's got a special identity. 但係佢唔想特別講嗰啲身份出嚟。 but he doesn't want to give you, tell you directly what that identity is.
咁其實佢係講佢雅各兄弟，咁可能要知道呢個雅各係邊個。
And so he says, I'm the brother of James, and so maybe we need to know who James is.
咁新約聖經有好多個雅各，係咪？
And there are a lot of James in the New Testament.
咁呢個雅各係邊一個？
So who is this James that he's talking about?
應該係冇第二個可能，應該係得一個雅各。
And it's almost obvious there's no other choice. There's only one James that he would be referring to.
就係寫雅各書嗰個雅各。
And that would be the James who wrote the book of James.
因為嗰個雅各呢，就係初期教會耶路撒冷嘅係一個領袖，係好多人嘅認識。
Because that James is the James who is an elder, a leader of the early church in Jerusalem, and everybody knew who he was.
咁嗰個雅各呢，就係耶穌嘅細佬。
And that James was the brother, younger brother of Jesus.
所以是应该由大话我们听，我是雅各的兄弟，即是说我是耶稣的弟弟。不过他不直接讲耶稣，他讲雅各。
And so actually he's wanting to tell you, I'm the brother of Jesus, but he doesn't want to say that, that's too proud, so he's saying, I'm the brother of James, you know.
是一个谦卑的介绍自己，其实我是耶稣的弟弟的方法。
And so it's just a humble way of saying, you know, not directly letting you know, yeah, I was Jesus' brother.
然后他们,耶稣有兄弟吗?
And now he's like, what, Jesus had brothers?
有,耶稣有,虽然是天主教话我们听,耶稣是玛利亚生耶稣之后,他是同称玛利亚,他是生耶稣之后,都是继续是做处女,没有跟约瑟有任何夫妇关系。
And even though the Catholic Church tells you that after Mary gave birth to Jesus, it was a virgin birth, miraculous conception, that she never had relationships with her husband Joseph, and she was a virgin until the day she died.
但是圣经不是这么说，圣经告诉我们，耶稣有弟弟有妹妹，
but the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible tells us that Jesus had brothers and sisters.
马太福音13章，
if you look in Matthew chapter 13, 是53节到56节， if you look from verse 53 to 56,
在55节和56节是怎么说？
And in Matthew chapter 13, 55 and 56 says,
这不是牧羊的儿子吗? 他母亲不是玛利亚吗? 他弟兄们不是雅各、约西、西门、犹大吗?
Is this not the carpenter's son? Is his mother not called Mary? And his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas?
他妹妹们不是都在我们这里吗? 这人从哪里有这一齐的事呢?
And his sisters, are they not with us? And where did this man get all these things?
跟着看马可福音6章3节,
and look in Mark chapter 6 verse 3.
马可福音6章3节，这不是牧羊么？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄么？他妹妹们不也是在我们这里么？他们就嫌弃他。
Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brothers of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? So they were all offended at him.
即是很清楚耶稣有同母异父的弟弟妹妹。
And so Jesus is very clear from the Bible. Jesus had half-brothers and sisters. They were from the same mother, but not from the same father.
为什么不是同父? 因为耶稣的爸爸就是天父，是圣灵感孕，为人。 但是他的弟弟妹妹就是约瑟做爸爸。
And so he's a half-brother because Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and his brothers were then children, offspring from Joseph and Mary.
但是我们知道耶稣长大的时候，他的兄弟，他的弟弟就不信他的，他是相信他是好人，相信他是做好事，是没有做错，但是他不相信他是神派来的教主。
You know, his brothers, they did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah. They did not believe that he was the chosen one sent by God.
你看约翰福音第7章会见到，
and if you look in John, the Gospel of John chapter 7, you'll see that
在第5节，因为连他的弟兄说这话，是因为不信他。
For even his brothers did not believe him.
所以佢耶稣去传道嘅时候咧，佢啲兄弟唔相信耶稣系神派嚟嘅教主。
So when Jesus was on earth preaching the gospel, his brothers did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah.
但有一样嘢发生，改变佢嘅睇法。
But something happened that changed their attitude.
耶稣钉十字架，佢睇到；耶稣从死里复活，佢亦都睇到。
Jesus was crucified on the cross. They saw it. Jesus was risen from the dead, and they saw that.
所以佢系见到耶稣从死里复活之后，佢知道原来你真系神嘅儿子，真系我哋嘅教主。
And so when Jesus rose from the dead, his brothers saw that you truly are the Son of God. You are the Messiah.
你可以睇《使徒行传》第一章十四节
，and you can find that in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 14.
佢话这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣嘅母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意的恳切祷告。
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and with the women and the mother of Jesus, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers.
So, 呢度见到雅各同埋犹大，佢信咗耶稣，佢成为冇意思，佢有怪声，我惊佢爆炸。
There's a strange sound. I'm afraid it's going to blow up.
我哋做几个月有一个咁样嘅爆炸，所以掹咗佢先。佢就系见到耶稣嘅改变，佢相信佢耶稣嘅长兄，耶稣系神嘅儿子。
And so as they saw him risen from the dead, they believed that he is the Messiah, the Son of God.
佢就系大大嘅改变
，and they had a great transformation in their lives.
那犹大呢，不是一个大奸大恶，不是一个复杂的罪人。
Judas was not a great, you know, terrible sinner, you know, doing all these evil things, but he had a great transformation in his life.
他的改变是怎样？ What was his change? 他由不信成为相信。
He changed from unbelief to belief.
他由疑惑变成确定。
And he went from doubt.To assurance.
是由不信变相信，疑惑变确定。
So from unbelief to belief, from doubt to assurance.
犹大这个改变呢，他一路看他的哥哥所作所为，跟着他发现到，原来你真是真神，独一无二的真神。
And so he saw his older brother, all that he did growing up, and now he comes to a place of faith, and he says, You are the Son of God.The true Messiah.
咁所以犹大咧，佢就好清楚耶稣嘅身份系独一无二嘅真神。
And so Judas is so assured that Jesus' identity is the one and only true God.
咁佢写信要话我哋听，要保守自己常在神嘅爱里边。
And so he writes this letter to us that we would keep ourselves in the love of God.
因为佢经历到神嘅改变。
Because he experienced the transformation of Jesus Christ.
Now, 如果你睇佢就叫我哋劝导我哋咧，要喺真道竭力。
So if you look, it says in verse 3 that he's telling us, exhorting us to contend earnestly for the faith.
佢要喺真道上竭力。
We need to contend earnestly for the faith.
咁佢呢个劝导系非常之。
And his exhortation to us is very powerful.
但你喺二十节，你跳落去到二十节，睇到佢点样劝导。
But skip down to verse 20 and see what he encourages us to do.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。
But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith.Praying in the Holy Spirit.
保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. 所以他劝我们呢, 就要在真道上造就自己。 And so he's exhorting us to build yourself up in the most holy faith. 他在第三节劝我们呢, And in verse 3, he exhorts us to contend earnestly for the faith. 所以他讲到这个真道上的重要, and so he's talking about the faith, the true faith, and the importance of it. 在我们需要在积极在耶稣的里面造就自己,这个重要. He's saying that we need to be aggressive to build ourselves up, to exhort ourselves in the faith. 那你讲到这个重要在神里面造就自己, 是很重要. Now, if you talk about building yourself up in the faith, that is a very important thing to do. 但太容易受世界的影响,受别人的影响,就好像开始疑惑,觉得究竟是真定假. It's so easy to be influenced by the things around us in this world and to start to have doubts and wonder, is it true? 又大就有疑惑,变得相信,他就要在真道上 But Judas, he went from doubt to faith, and he said, you need to build yourself up in the faith. 因为他知道这个很危险,很容易身边的人影响你, because he knows it's so dangerous that you can be influenced so easily by the people around you. 那上个星期我们看到耶利米的心声, last week we looked at the heart of Jeremiah. 我们看到他就是这样做, and we saw that that's what he did, right? 他在见到巴比伦俘虏他的国家,见到很多痛苦,他就想到很悲惨,接着呢,他想起这些事,在神里面建立自己. And so he saw his people taken off into captivity in Babylon, he saw the destruction and the pain of war, he saw so much pain and suffering, and as he thought of these things, he thought of the love of God and the word of God, and he built himself up in the faith.
大卫都是这样,当扫罗是追杀大卫,大卫逃难去非利士人,
and David was the same when Saul was seeking after David's life and he escaped into the land of the Philistines. 跟着非利士人就要大卫同他一起去打翻扫罗, and the Philistines wanted David to go with them to fight in the battle against his own people.
跟着及时就可以走,不需要打,回家家,是抢掠大走势的家人.
And then he escaped out of that by a miracle, and they went home and they found that the Amaleks came and took all of their wives and children off as captives.
当时他自己的兄弟想杀大卫,
and at that moment even his own brothers wanted to kill David.
但圣经说什么?
But what did the Bible say?
大卫在主里面鼓励自己,
David encouraged himself in the Lord.
他鼓励自己,是仰望神,依靠神,是继续寻求神的带领.
He encouraged himself in the Lord, he trusted in the Lord, and he continued to follow God's leading.
没多久之后,他就去到以色列做皇帝.
And not too long after that, he was made king of Israel.
所以我们看到要鼓励自己,在真道上造就自己.
And so we need to encourage ourselves in the Lord, we need to be built up in the faith.
怎样去造就自己呢?
And how can you be built up in the faith?
他下一句就说我们听一个秘诀.
In the next part of this, he tells us how to do it, a secret.
他说要在圣灵里祷告.
And he said, praying in the Holy Spirit.
祷告可以帮你造就自己的灵,是建立你自己的信心.
And so prayer can build you up in the spirit and can encourage you in the faith.
那我们祷告呢,在圣灵里面祷告,它强调在圣灵里面祷告.
You know, here it's talking about prayer, but it emphasizes praying in the spirit.
我们祷告在圣灵里面祷告.
And so what does it mean to pray in the spirit?
我们有三个可能性.
There are three possibilities here.
第一个可能性是说方言祷告的.
And the first possibility may be praying in tongues.
初期教会有方言的恩赐,有些人都会说方言祷告.
You know, in the early church, they spoke in tongues and other tongues, and there are people today that still speak in tongues.
那么会不会是说方言祷告来造就自己?
And is he talking about praying in tongues? And if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4, see what Paul says. 说方言的是造就自己, 作先知讲道的乃是造就教会。 He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church.
所以可能他讲的是说方言是造就自己，在祷告的时候，你的师徒是用方言祷告，是自己的灵被建立。
So maybe he's talking about praying in tongues privately at home, and it builds up and edifies your spirit.
这是一个可能。第二个可能，可能是保罗在罗马书第八章讲的。
The second possibility could be what Paul talks about in Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章26、27节。
And in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27, Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness, and we do not know what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
监察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He intercedes for us, for the saints, according to the will of God.
所以会不会是有时我们是太悲哀、太痛苦、太不知道怎么样讲，我们在神的面前就要祷告，但是不知道讲什么？
Is he talking about sometimes when we're so in pain and facing difficult situations, we know we need to pray, but we want to pray and we don't know what to pray? And so what do you say in the face of God? You just moan and groan. And the Holy Spirit knows what you're saying.
在圣灵祷告的造就自己,
and praying in the Spirit builds yourself up.
第三个可能就是说叫你要祷告。
Maybe the third meaning is just telling you, you need to pray.
因为我们多祷告多能力，少祷告少能力，没祷告没能力。
And maybe what the real meaning is telling you that you need to pray, because the more you pray, the more you have power. The less you pray, the less power you have. And if you don't pray, you have no power.
所以当你软弱，当你系唔知点做，你要鼓励自己，你要祷告。So
when you're weak and you don't know what to do, you need to pray.
你祷告会造就自己。And
as you pray, you'll be built up in the faith.
祷告系紧要嘅。呢个话我听，我哋要积极喺神嘅里边。And
that tells me that we need to be aggressive in Christ.
我们要保守自己上在神的爱中,
and we need to keep ourselves in the love of God.
即使说我们要仰望耶稣的怜悯，我们要直到永生，我们要在主里面，就是自己为自己的生命负责任。
And so as we need to keep ourselves in the love of God, we need to be looking to Jesus. We need to be responsible for our own Christian life.
你明白我的意思？我们要自己为自己属灵生命负责任。
We need to take responsibility for our own Christian life.
很多人就说，我软弱，因为没人关心我。
So many people say, I'm weak because nobody cares about me.
我不懂祷告，因为没人带我去祷告会的。
I don't know how to pray because nobody takes me to the prayer meeting.
但这些教会没有一个适合我的团契，所以我不去，我留在家里看电视。
Your church doesn't have a fellowship that's suited for me, so I stayed home and watched TV.
所以全部我的问题就是因为你们没帮我的。
And all of my problems is because you guys don't help me.
犹大叫我们要自己为自己属灵生命负责任。
Judas is telling us we need to take responsibility for our own life.
你不可以信赖，你不可以赖别人没帮你。你信耶稣，耶稣是你的教主，你要常在主的爱里面，你要鼓励自己，积极在神里面。
You need to take responsibility. You can't put the blame on other people. You need to be in Christ and say, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I'm going to seek Him and follow Him. And I'm going to be aggressive. I'm going to build myself up in the faith. And Judas is encouraging us to do that for a reason. And if you look at verse 22 and 23, you see the reason. And not on some have compassion, making a distinction. But others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, having even the garment defiled by the flesh. Here he's talking about three different types of people. 第一种就是有疑心的, 你要鼓励自己,你才可以帮到那些疑惑的人。 And he's saying you need to encourage yourself because these people have doubts and you can't help somebody with doubts unless you've resolved your own doubts. 第二种人就是在火里面要抢救,他是危险的,他是走着灭亡的路,你要让他关心全福音带他出来的。 And others are in the fire, man, and you got to go and share the gospel with them. You got to rescue them out of, they're in danger. You got to bring them back to safety. 第三种人呢,就是罪恶的里面。 你要小心,不要受他的影响,不要跟着他,你要对罪恶恐惧。 And the others are in sin, and you need to be careful. You need to, in a way, be afraid that you don't follow into their sins. 你知道呢,很容易呢,我们整个社会越来越走向一个黑暗的时候呢,那个罪恶的尺度慢慢降低。 跟住以前覺得好恐怖嘅嘢，而家都覺得冇乜所謂，人哋都係咁咯。跟住又再行啲咧，人哋都係咁樣做，我又係咁樣做，冇乜所謂。聖經越嚟越落後啊，唔啱使。跟住越嚟越咧，個尺度越降低，越降低，越降低，我哋都受影響喎。 You know, the standards for good and evil and righteousness continue to get lowered and lowered as everyone around us gets more and more into certain types of sin, and we start to say, well, it's okay to do that. Things that we never would think of doing before now become okay because everybody else is doing it. Am I?
有大叫我们恐惧,对罪恶恐惧,不要觉得这么随便,不要觉得是一个小事。
Judas is telling us to have a real fear of sin that, you know, we would not be so easily enticed by it that we're afraid of it.
其实我调转讲,我们讲下边,先讲上边。 You know, I've kind of switched this around. I'm talking about the last part of the letter. Now we want to go back to the first.
你看回第三节, go back to verse 3. 又带就 是说他要写一封信给我们,但是讲一样东西,跟着他改态,就讲另一样东西。 You know, Judas is telling us he was going to write something, and then he changed his mind. He wrote about something else.
他改态就是说要为真道竭力争辩。
And he said he's writing about exhorting us to contend for the faith.
所以跟着第四节,他说解释为什么要为真道争辩。
And so, 竭力爭辯. And so then in verse 4, he explains why we need to contend for the faith.
因为有些人偷着进来,就是自古被定受刑罚的,是不虔诚的,将我们神的恩变作防从情欲的机会,并且不认独一的主宰,我们主耶稣基督。
For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turn the grace of God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And so he saw two problems, and his whole letter is focused on these two problems. And the first problem is abusing grace. And the second problem is not admitting, accepting that Jesus Christ is the one and only Lord God.
所以在這裡他講這兩個問題放從私欲的就是因變作放從私欲的機會就是濫用恩典。And
so he says, you know, turn the grace of God into lewdness. That means that you're taking grace for granted, you know, abusing grace.
接著他就是解釋呢就是這兩個問題
由創世一直到現在都是存在 And then he goes on and explains that these two problems have been problems from the beginning, from the creation until now.
是我們周圍這兩個問題一直都是存在
And all around us, these two problems have always been there.
世界是沒有完美的
The world has never been perfect.
他在這裡說濫用恩典和不認耶穌是獨一的主
And so abusing grace and not admitting that Jesus is Lord
說濫用恩典 這個是耶穌的恩典
And so when we talk about abusing grace that's the grace of Jesus, right?
當我說這些一直都存在 那可能你說 牧師 教育聖經沒有耶穌怎麼可以做這些怎麼可以不認耶穌
And you know, maybe you say, well, hey pastor, you know, Jesus wasn't around in the Old Testament, so how can you say this has been going on?
Well, 你看看他怎麼解釋
But let's look at what he explains here
他是講第五節
以色列人出埃及 He says in verse 5, the children of Israel taken out of Egypt
第六節他說離開本崗位的天使即是墮落天使
And in verse 6 he's talking about fallen angels
第七節說所多瑪摩拉的
And in verse 7 he's talking about Sodom and Gomorrah
接著第九節說米迦烈天使長同魔鬼是為摩西的屍體
And then in verse 9 he's talking about Michael the archangel you know, striving over, with Satan over the body of Moses
跟住十一節講咩？該隱嘅道。
And then in verse 11 talks about the way of Cain,
巴蘭嘅錯,
the error of Balaam, and
何拉嘅背叛,
and the rebellion of Korah.
呢啲每一個例子就係咩例子?
What are all these an example of?
係不信真理嘅偏行己路嘅，唔接受神嘅方法。
All of these are an example of not trusting in God, doubt, going your own way, doing it your own way. Rebellion.
是叛逆的例子。全部都是叛逆的例子。
All of them are examples of rebellion.
你说到今时今日,不认耶稣是主,滥用恩典,都是叛逆的例子。
And so to abuse grace and not to recognize that Jesus is Lord is the same. It's rebellion.
是说神安排了要这样做,但我拒绝,我要用自己的方法。
And it, what it is saying, God set it up this way, and I'm not accepting the way that God set up. I'm going to do it my own way.
Am I?
那我们没时间就每一个例子仔细解释。 但你可以自己慢慢研究教育圣经 We don't have time to go into all of these examples in detail But you can do it on your own You can study the Old Testament and see what he's talking about
但这些是滥用恩典是保罗都是讲过这个问题
But this problem of abusing grace Even Paul talked about it
在罗马书第六章 他讲什么? 第六章第一节
Paul's mentioned it in Romans chapter 1 verse chapter 6 verse 1.
將我們神的恩典變作放縱情慾的機會.
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
根據第6章15節羅馬書6章15節.
And then in Romans chapter 6 verse 15.
這卻怎麼樣呢?我們在恩典之下,不在律法之下,
就可以犯罪么？断乎不可。
What then? Shall we sin because we're under the, not under the law, but under grace? Certainly not.
罗马书保罗都是讨论着这个问题。
And so in Romans, Paul is discussing the same thing.
你是信耶稣你的教主，你是得救，你有恩典，你不应该滥用恩典继续犯罪。
If you're a Christian, you've been saved by grace, but you should not abuse the grace and continue to sin.
你要停止罪恶。
You need to stop sinning, man.
要保守自己尚在神的爱里面。
You need to keep yourself in the love of God.
你要是造就自己，在真道上造就自己。
And you need to build yourself up in the faith.
你要真道上呢，是实验。真道上要做第二样嘢，为真道上是竭力，多谢。
竭力。
And you need to continue in the faith.
竭力 in English should more, be more, not just continue, it should be aggressively, actively continue, right?
那我们放纵私欲的意思就是说，啊，我信耶稣，耶稣宽恕我罪呢，我不用那么什么，我就继续犯罪没所谓啦，耶稣的恩典够用我。
So when you say abusing grace, that somebody says, hey, I've been saved by grace, you know, God loves me, I've been, my sins are covered, but you know, it's the grace of God, man, I can sin, it's okay, you know, God loves me anyway.
这个就是一个错误滥用恩典的思想。
And that's a false attitude, that's an abusing grace attitude.
犹大他原本不信耶稣，跟着他知道耶稣是真是神的儿子，他就被耶稣改变了。
Judas didn't believe in Jesus, and after he saw the resurrection, he was changed, he was transformed, he knows it's true.
我想你看保罗又在讲什么，在哥林多前书第六章十二节。
I want you to look with me very quickly, something else that Paul said in1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12.
凡事我都可行，但不都有益处。凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。
All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
跟住你睇过咁多前书十章廿三节
，and skip to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23.
凡事都可行，但不都有益处。凡事都可行，但不都咩啊？造就人。
All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify.
你喺真道上造就自己。
You need to edify, build yourself up.In the faith,
但有啲嘢咧就唔会造就你。
But there are some things that will not edify you.
你系基督徒，你可以去饮酒，你可以去 rap， 你可以去跳，你可以乜都得，但唔一定系造就你生命。
As a Christian, you can go and get drunk, you can go and whatever you do, you know, go out, you know, and just have fun, party all the time. But it's not going to edify you. It's not going to build you up.
反而在祷告里面会造就你，在看圣经会造就你。
But prayer will build you up. Studying the Bible will build you up.
我们是可以行，但有没有帮助呢？
We can do those things, but is it going to help me? Is it beneficial for me?
犹大鼓励我们要做一些造就我们的人的事情。
Judas is encouraging us to do things that are going to edify, not to tear down.
现在有些教会呢，牧师就讲到都可以照讲粗口。
You know, there are some churches today that the pastor will even speak cursing, you know, swear words from the pulpit.
有些教会的团契呢，就完了团契之后，大家一起去酒吧劈酒的。
There are some churches that after the youth fellowship, you know, they all go to the bar and they just, you know, have, let's all get drunk at the bar.
So, 現在越來越瘋狂，有些教會，在美國有間教會，我看到一個新聞，美國有間教會就在教會裏面開著個disco，裡面又是性感的脫衣舞的。
And there's one church in the United States that just recently opened, and they built a disco in their church with, you know, kind of suggestive strip dancers in the church.
Wow, 教会什么都可以吗?
You can do all those things in the church.
当然我靠着那家给我力量，凡事都能做嘛。
And they say, of course, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
但是圣经叫我们，你可以做，但没益处嘛。
The Bible says, yeah, you can do it, but it's not edifying. It's not going to help you. It's not going to bless you.
你不要用恩典来成为一个放纵私欲的机会。
Don't use the grace of God as a way to just get in the flesh.
不要滥用神的恩典。
And don't abuse the grace of Jesus Christ.
又但是针对第二个问题。
And Judas is concentrating on the second problem.
他是否认耶稣是独一的真神。
And that people are denying that Jesus is the one and only true God.
我们看约翰一书的时候，看到约翰讲。 凡灵要承认耶稣，是不是?
You remember in 1 John when we study, he's talking about all who confess that Jesus is Christ, right?
这里又大讲是耶稣不认独一的主宰，我们主耶稣基督
deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣是独一无二的真神，又大承认。
Judas realized and recognized that his older brother Jesus is the one and only true God.
现在很多人否认这个真理，伊斯兰教、佛教、道教、什么教都是多人向善，是吗？
Because people today are denying this truth. They say, oh yeah, Islam, Buddhism, Taoism, whatever ism, all roads lead to God.
那全部宗教都是一样，都是道人向善。你向你的神，我向我的菩萨；你向你的神，我向我的圣母，一样啫嘛。
Yeah, so you know we're all worshiping God. You know, you pray to Jesus, I pray to Buddha. You know, you pray to your God, and I pray to Mary. You know, it's all the same.
是不是一样？独一无二的真神来到人间，为你死在十字架。The
one and true only God came to earth and died on the cross.
他的人，犹太人，是拒绝他，不接受他独一无二的真神。And
his own people denied and rejected him.
他为你死，为你复活。
He died for you. He rose for you.
如果我们拒绝他是独一无二的真神，还可以得救吗？
And if we reject that he is the only one and true Lord, is there any other salvation?
耶稣说：我是道路、真理、生命，若不藉着我，没有人能够父能到父那里去。
Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto God the Father except by me.
有好多人觉得，诶，冇所谓，都系一样。但系圣经讲到清楚，唔系一样，只有一个方法去得救。So
many people try to make it sound like it's all the same and it doesn't matter, but the Bible says no, it's not the same and it does matter.
下边四楼一管道，downstairs
on the fourth floor, the
一管道，I don't know how to say it in English. You know, 五教合一,
where they take five religions and put them together.
伊斯兰教、道教、佛教、基督教同埋天主教
They take five religions, and I'm not going to say that in English, you can figure it out, and they say it's all the same.
所以我们的梁燕廷的家族入了一贯道,
and so Karina's family, they got involved with the church downstairs, or the cult downstairs.
我们去到医院为他祈祷，我们祈祷，他的一贯道的人在那里。
So we go into the hospital to pray, and all these Buddhists are up there.
我们等他完了先，我们说，我会等，不用等，你为他祈祷，我们说， he said, no, you go ahead and pray, we'll just 正能量啦， positive energy 越来越多正能量影响他， and the more positive energy, it's going to affect her and power her.
我为他祈祷，他床边好多个符啊，佛教那些东西的哈。
And next to her bed, you know, as we're praying for all these Buddhist trinkets and, you know, all that, those charms and stuff. 不是一样的, it's not the same.
只有耶稣有盼望,
there's only hope in Jesus Christ.
你看犹大怎么解释是12节和13节。
Look at what Judas says in verse 12 and 13.
他说这些人不认耶稣为真神。
He's talking about those who don't believe in Jesus as the one and only true Lord.
那些是滥用恩典的人,
and those who abuse grace.
这样的人在你们的爱席上与你们同吃的时候正是焦石他们作牧人只知为养自己无所惧怕是没有雨的云彩被风飘荡 是秋天没有果子的树，死而又死，连根被拔出来。
These are spots in your love feast. While they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves, they are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots.
是海里的狂浪，涌出自己可耻的沫子来。 是流荡的星, 有黑,默黑的幽暗, 为他们永远存留。
Raging waves of the sea, foaming up on their own shame, wandering stars, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever?
他在说什么?
What is he saying?
他所做的那些滥用恩典不认耶稣为主的,
those who abuse grace, who don't acknowledge that Jesus is Lord,
是空虚，帮不到人，
that they're empty, they cannot help anybody.
秋天没果实的树，没用的，
a tree in the fall without fruit is worthless.
云彩没雨的，是没用的，
and a cloud without rain is worthless.
他的教导，他的生命是空空的，没有用的。
And their lives are empty and worthless. They cannot help you.
耶稣帮不帮到人？
Can Jesus help you?
耶稣给我们平安，给我们喜乐。
Jesus gives us peace, gives us joy.
耶稣的爱是给我们力量。
The love of Jesus gives us strength.
是吗？
耶稣给我们安慰。 Jesus gives us comfort.
耶稣的真理是有用。
The truth of Jesus Christ has purpose and meaning.
你不要听世界讲那些无谓的东西，它可以乱说得很漂亮，但是空空的，没用的。
Don't listen to the words of the world. They can make it sound so wonderful, but it's empty and it's worthless.
圣经是真理，圣经的说话有用。
The Bible is truth, and the truth is powerful.
神的真理会释放你，给你自由，
and God's truth will set you free.
我们差不多看完，犹大的意思就是要我们接受耶稣，不要滥用恩典。
And you know, we're almost done, but what Judas wants us to know is that we need to accept Jesus. We need to not abuse his grace. What are you saying? Hey, son, in the love. We need to continue in his love. What are you kidding?
Hey, you kidding?
And we need to continue in contend for the faith. What are you? Hey, Zendo.
造就自己.
And we need to build ourselves up in the faith.
看14节和15节。
Look at verse 14 and 15。 Judas mentions a very amazing truth right here.
当亚当的七世孙以诺曾预言这些人说，看啊，主带着他的千万圣者降临。
Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints.
要在众人身上行审判，证实那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事，又证实不敬虔之罪人所说顶撞他的光復話。
To exercise
To exercise judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in ungodly way, and of the harsh things which the ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
有大咩意思？
早早在创世纪洪水之前，神已经透过以诺预言有一天耶稣要回来审判罪人。
Way before the flood of Noah, God prophesied through Enoch that he is going to come again and judge the world.
神的计划一直没变， God's plan has never changed.
神要审判行恶滥用恩典不认耶稣为主。
God is going to judge those who do evil, who abuse grace, and who deny Jesus Christ.
那以诺这个是一个是圣灵感动犹大讲的说话。
I believe this is Judas was inspired by the Holy Spirit to say this.
他可能有一个以诺的一个书，我们不摆在圣经里面，犹太人会看。
There's a book of Enoch that the Jews would read. It's an apocryphal book, but it was not put in the Bible.
咁因为好多就唔符合圣经嘅即系其他真理，所以应该唔系神圣嘅书卷。
Now there are things that were in the book of Enoch that were contrary to the rest of the Bible, so they did not admit it as scripture. So it's probably not inspired.
但系犹大咧有圣灵感动，知道呢一点就系真理。
But Judas, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, knows that this one point is the truth, and he shares it with us.
在神创造的时候，一早已经说，有一天耶稣要回来。
And the beginning of creation, God, when he first created, already prophesied that he's going to come back to judge the world.
弟兄姊妹，这个很奇妙的真理。我们要常在主的爱里面。
We need to continue in the love of God.
我们需要竭力，我们需要造就自己。
We need to contend for the faith. We need to encourage ourselves in the faith.
最后，我们看回最后两节，廿四节。
And so finally, let's look at the last two verses, 24 and 25.
看犹大给你的祝福。
To look at the blessing that Judas gives you.
哪能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的我们的教主独一的神。
Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
愿荣耀威严能力权柄因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前并现今直到永永远远阿门。
To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
是一个非常之宝贵的祝福。
What a wonderful blessing!
祂能够保守你不失脚。
God is able to keep you from stumbling.
都不够怪啊。
Isn't that a blessing?
我们要积极是为自己的信仰是负责任。
We need to be strong and take responsibility for our own faith.
但是有神在保守我们不失脚。 But we've got God behind us holding us so we don't fall.
但可能你说牧师不是，我也都有摔脚，我好多时都会软弱犯罪。
Maybe you say, no, Pastor, this doesn't mean I fall all the time. I'm constantly falling.
我想解释个分别。 Let me explain the difference.
我们是想跟从神，我们保守自己上帝主的爱，我们是鼓励自己在耶稣里面。 We want to follow Jesus. We're encouraging ourselves in the Lord. We're keeping ourselves in the love of God.
跟住有试探嚟到，哎呀，我发脾气，哎呀，我懒惰，哎呀，我骄傲，哎呀，我自私。
And then, you know, we get tempted and we go, oh no, I'm lazy, oh no, I got weak, oh no, I got angry, oh no, I lost my temper, oh no, I'm selfish, oh no,
I'm greedy.
我跌咗啦， I stumbled.
系冇错你跌倒，但系你系想跟从耶稣吗？
But you're following Jesus. 你跌倒，你会唔会起翻身？ When you fall down, are you going to get back up?
会认罪悔改，靠耶稣宽恕吗？
We're going to get back up and say, Jesus, forgive me.
但唔好滥用恩典啦。 Don't abuse grace. 因为还点我犯罪之前已经求神宽恕我啦。 神啊，我听日要偷下Pete嘅手机，所以我求主咧就先宽恕我先啊，多谢耶稣。
You can't say, okay, Lord God, I'm going to sin in advance. You know, I'm going to pray for forgiveness in advance tomorrow. I'm going to steal Pete's telephone, so you know, just forgive me today for what I'm going to do tomorrow. No, you can't do that.
但如果你真系有心去跟从耶稣，跟住跌低起翻身，耶稣宽恕你。
But if you're seeking after Jesus and then you fall, you get back up.
那些就是跌低的，不起翻身的，就是真正跌低的人。
Those who stumble and don't get back up, those are the ones who truly fall.
或者那些滥用恩典的，他说，我不理的，我照犯罪，感谢主犯罪多，显出恩典更多，我照犯多些罪。
How about those that say, you know, where grace is, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, so I'm going to sin more so there's more grace.
Yeah. Bring it on. 唔係，我哋要求主保守。但你睇下佢咁，叫你無瑕無疵，歡喜站在神嘅面前。
It says that you can, without spot or blemish, faultless, stand before the presence of God in joy.
點解？ 因为当你信耶稣，耶稣嘅宝血洗干净你嘅罪；当你话认罪悔改，耶稣洗干净你嘅罪。
When you repent of your sins, when you stand before Jesus Christ and you say, "Father, forgive me, I'm a sinner," your sins are washed away. You're forgiven.
神睇你系无瑕无疵，
and God sees you without fault. Faultless.
你唔使惊话，哎呀惨啊！我同太太发脾气嗌交，哎呀惨啊！我系睇咸湿嘢，哎呀谂错嘢，哎呀惨啊
！You don't have to be afraid that you say, "Oh no, I got in an argument with my wife and I got angry. Oh no, I saw some pornography and oh no, I sinned and lusted." You don't have to be afraid that every time you commit a sin like that, you fall and you're going to lose your salvation.
你唔会因为呢啲事就失脚系。 远离耶稣唔得救嘅，但如果你系滥用恩典，你唔认耶稣为主，你就要惊。
But if you're just playing games, if you're just abusing grace, then maybe you have a problem. If you deny that Jesus is Lord and Savior.
所以我哋睇到犹大呢个嘅鼓励非常之宝贵，系咪？
And so we see that this exhortation from Judas is beautiful.
佢系要我哋喺恩典里边生活。
He wants us to live in grace.
恩典唔系平价嘅恩典，
but grace is not cheap grace.
耶稣付出宝重价嚟买赎你。
Jesus paid a heavy price to save you.
恩典唔系平价，
grace is not cheap.
但恩典是免费，
but grace is free.
只要接受， 就可以得到.
All you have to do is accept it and believe it. 我哋要係常在主嘅愛保守自己. We need to keep ourselves in the love of God. 我哋要造就自己. 我哋要竭力. We need to encourage ourselves. We need to continue and strive for the faith. 我哋要仰望耶穌. 唔好仰望世界. And we need to look to Jesus and not look to the world. 我將猶大呢啲嘅鼓勵勉勵送俾大家. I hope that you receive the words from Judas this morning. 要保守自己常在主嘅愛. And keep yourselves continually in the love of God. That's how it is. 主耶穌，我哋多謝你。 猶大書有咁豐富嘅教導，我哋就係點一點佢表面上嘅，但係知道每一句都係好寶貴。但係你嘅意思要我哋堅持堅定喺耶穌嘅愛裏邊。世界好混亂，喺我哋周圍發生好多混亂嘅事。 有時係無所適從，有時係覺得好灰心，有時係唔知點樣做。但係主啊，你要我哋喺你嘅真道上造就自己，你要喺我哋真道上竭力喺聖靈裏邊禱告。主啊，求你幫助我哋去認真喺你嘅裏邊。 靠圣灵帮助我哋，同埋求主真系保守我哋不失脚。我哋多谢主，听我哋祷告，奉神嘅名。默祷之后开始。